Heartsick, Grace walked into the house and up the stairs to her room. Julian trailed behind and watched the way she held herself rigidly cool. Her face was so pale that it made her freckles all the more apparent. He could kill the man responsible for this. No woman should ever be this afraid, especially not in her own home. When they reached the top of the stairs, he saw the door at the end of the hallway ajar. Grace ran to it. "No!" she gasped. Julian rushed in behind her. The grief on her face made him see red. He felt her pain in his heart, as if it were his own. Tears streamed down her face as her gaze darted over the shambles. The bed had been torn apart and drawers overturned, as if Zephyros had come through on a tirade. Julian put his hand on her shoulder to comfort her. "How could he do this to their room?" she asked.
"Whose room?" Officer Reynolds asked. "I thought you lived alone."
"I do. This was my parents' room, before they died." Grace looked around in disbelief. It was one thing to go after her, but why would he have done this? She looked about at the scattered clothes, clothes that reminded her of so many wonderful moments. Her father's shirts that he'd worn every day to work. Her mother's favorite sweater that Grace used to beg to borrow. The earrings her father had given her mother the anniversary before they died. All of it was now tossed about as if it were worthless. But it wasn't worthless to her. It was all she had left of them. The hurt stabbed deeply into her heart. "How could he do this?" she asked, as rage tore through her. Julian pulled her into his arms and held her tight.
"It's okay, Grace,"
he breathed against her hair. But it wasn't okay. Grace doubted if it would ever be okay again. She couldn't stand the thought of that animal running his hands through her mother's clothes, of him stripping the sheets off their bed. How dare he! Julian looked at the police officer.
"Don't worry,"
the man said.
"We'll find the guy."
"And then what?" Julian asked.
"That's for the courts to decide."
Julian raked him with a disgusted sneer. Courts. He had no use for modern courts that could turn such an animal loose.
"I know this is hard," the officer said, "but we really need you to keep looking around, Dr. Alexander, to see if he took anything."
She nodded. Her courage amazed Julian as she withdrew from his embrace and brushed the tears from her cheeks. She started looking through the debris. Julian knelt by her side, wanting to be close should she need him again. After a thorough search, Grace crossed her arms over her chest and looked at the officer.
"Nothing's missing," she said,
then went to her own bedroom. Grace stepped tentatively inside. A quick perusal showed the same kind of damage in here. Both her and Julian's clothes had been thoroughly searched. Underwear was scattered all about, and her bed had been stripped, and the mattress was askew. How she wished the beast had found Julian's sword beneath the bed and made the mistake of touching it. Now that would truly have been justice. But Rodney hadn't found it. In fact, Julian's shield was still where he'd left it, propped against the wall beside the bed. Looking around at her scattered clothing, Grace felt so violated, as if Rodney's creepy hands had touched her body. Grace saw the door to her book closet slightly ajar.